And good morning. This is Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. If you have any questions for our expert, just give us a call right now at 462-2511. And good morning. It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Time to talk tech. Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings joins us. He's in the studio, as he is every Thursday morning, taking questions. If you've got a tech question, you can email us, computerhardware at khasradio.com, or actually even call into the show. Same number as party line, 462-2511. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Brad.
All right. We have got, once again, some cool things to talk about, some new things to talk about, the latest and the greatest always out of Computer Hardware.
Yeah, we've got all the gadgets, electronics, all the goodies out there, computers, all the iPods, the iPads, all portable devices, and much, much more.
All right, so you didn't bring in any of those today. You brought in what some people just might say, a simple pair of headphones, those little earbud things. You've brought those in to talk about. What's so special about those,
yeah,
Thomas?
Apple came out with a new set of headphones that they, or earbuds that they came out with, a new design, improved. They called the EarPods.
The EarPods, all right.
Yes. And what's amazing about them is how much Apple put into this design and just the testing that they did with it. These earpods are kind of a little curved. They're more designed to fit better in ears, multiple ears. I know I saw what the Apple guy said on in one of the videos talking about it is, you know, it's really tough to have just one earbud to fit everybody's ears.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how you can't just make one pair of shoes for everybody's feet because everybody's feet's different. So.
Okay, everybody has different sized ears. Everybody has different shaped ears. And so making those little headphones that go in your ears, it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all proposition.
Yeah, a lot of times with the earbuds, they'll pop out really easily. So Apple's probably heard some of the cries of the people here and did some really intense training. They've actually brought in over 600 people to test a bunch of different designs that they've had. And they even took 3D models and silicone models from various different shapes of ears.
All right, so these are a lot of testing going into these, and you brought in a pair today, and they're most people know that earbuds are round. They go in your ears. These are not. These are kind of a wonky oblong shape that's flat on one side, and it's totally different than anything else.
It is, yeah, and what's really cool is where the actual music and sounds go through, it actually points it into your ear canal, where a lot of the earbuds that I have would go just flat straight against the ear.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not get the full sound. This will direct it directly in your ear canal, so you get a better you get to hear it better and have it not leak all that sound you know, to the outside of your ear. It'll direct it directly into your ear.
So these ones are not only more comfortable, but they also sound a lot better than what you would have gotten with iPods previously or whatever set of headphones you might just have laying around.
Yeah, and again, the sound isolation is supposed to be better on it, so it does block a little bit of the outside noise. I wouldn't say totally.
Mm-hmm.
Again, from our customers' experiences, we have sold a few of these. They do sound better, but it doesn't totally block out sound from the outside, but it's a lot better than the previous generation of these Apple earphones.
So these are the ones that you will now get if you purchase an iPod. And so people have come back into you guys at Computer Hardware here in Hastings and said, hey, Thomas, these are better?
Yes, they have. Yep. We have gotten some good feedback on it.
All right. And although you brought in the package that looks like it's just on its own, people can just buy these ones on their own if they want, right?
Yeah, they can. And what's really great is for the quality, they're only $30. So, you know, they always have different types of headphones. There are some really high-end ones. I'm not going to say these are going to be up there for that, but for the sound quality, for the price, it's really a great deal.
And actually, for a decent set of earbuds, $30 isn't that expensive. I was last week looking up at to see if I could find a new set of earbuds, and I was finding things that were $50, $70, $100 that were supposedly the really good ones. These ones for $30, if they're pretty darn good, well, I mean, I'm not sure why I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. They're really nice. The results may vary. You know, again, everybody has different shaped ears, but they have made it as universal as they can.
All right, so trying to figure out, yes, everybody has the different shaped ears. What works for the most people, a really cool thing. And these are from Apple. These are from the people that do the iPads, the iPods, and hopefully now some better EarPods.
Yeah, and they make great stocking stuffers, and of course, Christmas coming up really soon.
67 days, I believe. Not that I'm counting. I saw an email yesterday that said 68, so I'm assuming it's now 67.
Soon we'll be only 2 days before that, right?
Oh, don't even go there. Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware joining us in the studio this morning, talking about, among other things, those new EarPods. But Thomas, there is so much more out of Computer Hardware than just a new set of headphones. You've got, whether it be the iPads, the iPods. I had somebody ask me yesterday, my mom, in fact, she said, is there a new iPod coming out? I think I saw something on TV somewhere.
Yes, there is. Yep. New iPods, the iPod Nanos and the iPod Touches. They did a refresh on those. Those are shipping really soon here. We're still waiting. I know they've announced it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but with the iPod Touch, it looks pretty cool. It's almost just like an iPhone 5, but without the phone functions.
All right. So if you've already got a phone that you're happy with, or if you're not in the point of your contract, you know, the 2-year phone contract where you can switch to an iPhone, maybe this is something that could be of use to you.
Yeah, and you know what? Apple has a knack for releasing things before the holiday season are around. So, again, we talk about great presents here. Everybody loves to have you know, all their music with them, all in one little device where you used to always carry CDs in a big CD case. I remember back in those days. But,
or cassette tapes before all that stuff.
All that, yep. It's just amazing what technology has done, and you can even surf the internet on these things.
Play games,
read books. It's amazing. And, you know, we talk about the iPads, and we do a lot of those. And, you know, one of the benefits of buying an iPad from us is we're going to get that thing set up, ready to go for you. That's one of the benefits of buying it from us.
So the initial, you know, choose, do you want to use English, that stuff kind of all set up. How do you set it up with your computer if people have questions about that? How do you put the music on? Because I, you know, assume it's not an uncommon thing where people go, yay, I've got an iPod. How do I get my music on it? Stuff like that, where those questions do come up. And you, Computer Hardware, are always there to help.
Yeah, we are. And anybody that has never used an iPad or just wants something like that, it can be a daunting task to start off with. So we'll help you explain all the different apps that are on there. We'll help you get an Apple ID and password to actually buy the apps. We'll set up your email, do various different little things that we can help you to get started with it. And that's we want to make you comfortable with it and enjoy your product.
So there's a couple of things that need to happen no matter what you get technology-wise, iPad, iPod. But if you're a first-time iPad or iPod buyer, you might not know it. It might not be a quick and simple thing, and so Computer Hardware helps.
Yeah, we'd love to help you out. We'd love to get you started. You know, anything new, I've even, in other aspects, have always wanted some, just a little push, a little help to get me going with different things. And, you know, that's what we're here for, not just with the iPads, but even with your computers. We'll set it up and get it all updated for you.
All right. Speaking of the iPads a little bit, you mentioned that you guys are still doing those iPad trainings. That's something that is quite unique, where people can kind of ask the questions in an iPad specific, how do I do this sort of way?
Yeah, we do this every Thursday from 1 to 2. You can sign up on our website, www.computerhardwareinc.com, and it's an hour session where, yeah, we'll just go through everything. And if you have any questions, again, like syncing the music from your computer, you know, some people don't know how to do that, or how to add a bookmark, or just various little different keyboard shortcuts, or how to turn off the iPad, or how to you know, reset the iPad. We go through all of those different aspects of the iPad.
And even for somebody who has an iPad that's used it for a while, maybe this wouldn't be such a bad thing, because there are so many things in an iPad that are tricky and kind of those tricks and shortcuts that, well, sometimes you've been doing something one way and you may learn that there's a completely easier way to do it.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool is I even learned something when we go through this training.
Don't you teach the thing?
I teach the thing, but there's always, again, there's always these little tricks, especially in the calendar. You can do so much with the calendar on there, and there's a reminders app to remind you maybe to pick up groceries or some milk, and even I learn little tweaks and things like that. So it's a real fun experience. That's what we want to make it, not only to learn, but to enjoy and have fun with it.
All right, so nobody out there knows everything yet, so always helpful to learn.
Always, yep. It's always. You can never stop learning. You can always learn.
All right. Thomas Hyde from Computer Hardware. How do people sign up for those iPad classes again?
Yeah, they can go to www.computerhardwareinc.com. That's our website, and there'll be a button at the top, close to the top to the right, where it says Apple Seminars.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and then just go to our location, and you can go from there and sign up.
How costly are these things?
Not very costly at all. You don't get charged for it. It's free. Yep, you get two free sessions, and normally one session is normally good enough for a lot of people.
All right. So, but then if you know you've got follow up questions, you take it home, you play around with it for a little while, and you go, you know, wow, okay, I think I'm getting this, but there's still this one thing that I don't quite know. Come back, and you're fine.
Yeah. Again, we know we love to help you out, and you know these things are awesome. I don't personally own one yet, but. It's just great. It's overall, it's just awesome.
All right. And the training doesn't just count for iPads, but also if people have questions about any of their other computers, all that stuff, you guys can help out too.
Yes, we can. Yep. As always, we always emphasize just being able to help you out with all your questions and all your needs.
All right. Thomas Hyatt and the gang down at Computer Hardware. Open today, open tomorrow, open on Saturday. Not quite yet to Sunday Christmas hours, I would imagine, Thomas.
Not yet. That's a possibility. But, yeah, be on the lookout. And for all you listeners, just keep listening. And, we'll let you know.
And you're just over just a couple blocks off of Burlington on 2nd Street if people want to stop by and play around with the iPods or see those new earbuds.
Yeah, come on in. 1001 West 2nd Street. Come on in and say hi.
All right, Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware joins us every Thursday morning here on 1230 KHJS and online, hastingslink.com. Those are very intriguing ear pods that you brought in, Thomas. I might have to look into those. Thanks so much for bringing those in. And if people want to look at them, stop by Computer Hardware and see.
All right, sounds good.
You've been listening to Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt of Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join us again next Thursday morning at 8 after 8 and get your computer problem solved. And as always, if you have a question for Thomas, you can just email it to us, computerhardware@khasradio.com, or visit Computer Hardware just one block west of Burlington on 2nd Street in Hastings.